This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
I am a shotgun rider for the San Jacinto line. The desert is my brother. My skin is cracked and dry. I was riding on a Foco, and everything was fine till we took a shorter road to save some time. The bandits only fired once. They shot me in the chest. They may have wounded me, but they'll never get the best of better men.
All right, folks, coming up, Millie Weaver has really knocked it out of the park with the rest of the crew, putting together something that I don't know how to describe it. It's very important. It's on Infowars.com. The title is This Is Your Last Chance. And it just is very well produced. It's beyond something you'd see on, you know, Discovery Channel or History Channel, getting into the mind control of the globalists. So that's coming up. Then we've got a bunch of other special guests. I'm just going to leave it at that coming up today. But right now, let's go ahead and go to this John Bound report. World War III looms over the 2018 Winter Olympics.
Hawaii Representative Tulsi Gabbard revealed the panic experienced by her constituents after the questionable events surrounding a nuclear missile drill that terrified Hawaiians for 38 long minutes.
The father, who had two kids who were in different places on the island, and he had in those seconds to make a decision about which of his children he was going to go and spend the last minutes of his life with.
But I wasn't going to shoot a video or live report today because we didn't have enough information. Then I began to get calls from my CIA sources, my high-level Army intelligence sources, an analysis from my Delta Force sources, and just many others, that there is no way that this was an accident and that somebody pushed the wrong button, because there's five fail-safes. These are not computerized systems. They get computerized readings, but then humans have to flip off or on five switches to then manually activate the alerts. Then I get some more phone calls, and they're like, why aren't you covering this? This is huge. This is gigantic. This is meant to embarrass Trump. This is meant to destabilize things, and it's meant to distract from the fact that there were Uranium-1 indictments. That it turns out came out yesterday that nobody noticed, that broke today. Those are on Infowars.com with people connected to Clinton's. The indictments have happened. Also that there was reportedly, evidence shows, a second shooter in Vegas in the new FBI search warrants. And that indeed, as our hostage rescue team sources and the FBI told us the day after it happened, that what we broke on air from our sources is exactly what's in those, and that he was an arms dealer, and it was an arms deal gone bad.
Meanwhile, all eyes are on Pyeongchang, South Korea, as the 2018 Winter Olympics begin on February the 9th. Will North Korea's presence at the Winter Olympics via their athletes and North Korea's answer to the Spice Girls open an opportunity for North Korea to put their guard down and come to the table, or will it all spiral out of control?
Well, we hope it won't happen again, but part of it is that people are on edge, but maybe eventually we'll solve the problem.
Kim Jong-un continues to move forward with more tests despite international sanctions. Reuters reports foreign ministers from around 20 nations gather on Tuesday to discuss how to curb North Korea's nuclear ambitions through diplomatic and financial pressure. But China, seen as a key player in any long-term solution, will be absent. The panic in Hawaii should remind everyone of the razor's edge we are all tap dancing on under the threat of nuclear war. Fortunately, a majority of North Korea's longer-range missiles are still in development. But how long before they become fully operational? John Baum reporting for InfoWars.com.
I'm so excited. The new product at InfoWarsLife.com in a glass bottle, 2 month servings, filled to the brim, filled to the absolute top, the Real Red Pill. This is a heart and brain pill, a nootropic that doesn't have any stimulants in it. But boy, does it stimulate, because it's beyond that. Quite frankly, I just went off what I saw medical doctors prescribing to their patients, but it wasn't prescription, but they were charging people $100, $200. For the formulae, and I came up with our own formula working with some scientists and developers. Non-GMO, made right here in America, 120 capsules. And ladies and gentlemen, you add the preglinone to it, which is the precursor to all the hormones that your body has to have to even make the hormones in your glands. It is amazing. Red Pill, now available at InfoWarsStore.com, and your purchase funds the operation.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones.
Billy Weaver joins me for the next two segments, and then we've got one of the top guys on Facebook, Adam Calhoun, joining us to talk about the intensified censorship that's happening by the globalists. Now people are fighting back because they can shut us off with political correctness online. It's going to happen to everybody physically on the ground next. But Millie and Gavin Winch and some other members of the crew have spent weeks putting together this important 13-14 minute video report that's on InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com, and that everybody needs to watch and retweet. Because look, I know most of you are really awake to how things are going and how things are unfolding and the manipulation that is taking place out there. But it's important to understand the globalist perspective and how they're manipulating people and just some of the ways that they're doing this. So this is powerful for radio, but it's really powerful for folks that are watching us on television right now or people that go actually watch the videos. But again, it's called Are You Awake? This is Your Last Chance. Because people that have been manipulated by the globalist, they really are being lied to. And they really do think that they're in the right and that we're wrong, and they've been programmed to literally turn away from the information, even though they are the victims. And the globalists at Facebook, at Twitter, they've all gone public and said, we are victimizing you. We are programming you. And leftist modern SJW is our main attack profile. So tell us about this amazing report and the lady you interviewed for it.
Well, you know, the millennials, the SJWs, were created by this massive mind control system that's pertinent and present in movies, television, music, and especially the mainstream media. So this video really goes down in there and reveals to those who are still under the blue pill, and even those who want to learn more and kind of venture more down that rabbit hole, for those who have been red pilled to an extent, this video is going to wake people up. So it's important that you guys share it, get it out there, share it with your friends that are blue pilled, and hope that they will see the message here, because it really gets in some Inception Matrix type philosophical debates.
And this is only part one. This is only part one.
Yeah, we're going to be continuing to do this work because it needs to be done.
And again, I want to be clear. All of us see through rose-colored darklies. None of us are perfect. But we're not setting out to manipulate people. We're not setting out to put subliminals in things. We're also programmed by it, though. We all tend to do it because we've all been taught it. But tell us about this individual lady, because I've seen her bio. We ought to hire her. She's got a whole bunch of backgrounds in Hollywood, in the media, in production. And she just goes all over Austin showing you the incredible subliminals.
Oh, yeah.
And it's all, we're going to crush the truth. We're going to enslave you. I mean, it really shows the attitude of the advertising core, and the people that the establishment have hired are really hateful.
Well, Elizabeth Everett is her name. She's amazing. She's been a longtime InfoWars listener and supporter, and she has a lot of expertise in neurolinguistic programming, hypnotism, and this whole mind control system that we're seeing in place here. So she walks around and she gives a tour of the town and shows how everywhere we are, we're surrounded by suggestion, hypnosis, neuro-linguistic programming, so you can't actually be too mad and upset at these mindless zombie drones.
They've been put into a trance.
I realize, yes, they have been put into a trance.
You can pull up hundreds of studies, just type it in. TV lowers IQ. TV lowers brainwaves. Heavy TV and video game watchers are in a trance state, and they're admittedly in a trance state. Those of us that are awake, it's actually irritating for us. Those in a trance, when you watch them, they're literally in a trance. There's white papers, government documents. They admit all of this. This is not our opinion. And that's why the Prozac, the fluoride, the German government wants to put drugs in the water. That's mainstream news to make people accept the Islam takeover. That was in the news today. We covered it last hour to get you into a lowered, suggestible, hypnotic state, a suspended disbelief. Just like you suspend disbelief when you get heavily into a movie, if the room's dark and you're all focused, that's a form of hypnotism with the flickering light.
That's right.
So again, that's what they're doing. Let's go ahead and start airing part of this now. Such an important video. Great job to you and the whole team. And I want to
thank you.
I want to get this lady involved. You know, get her part of the team. Let's go ahead and go to this video. Again, the visuals are amazing. Not really tailored for radio, but there we go. That's the Matrix controller behind the scenes.
Are you awake? Are you really awake? How do you know you're awake?
My millennials, stay woke!
This is your last chance. After this, that's where the story ends. If you take the blue pill, you'll wake back up in your bed. Believe whatever it is you want to believe. Back to the world of fake news, social media echo chambers, Hollywood smoke and mirrors, self-aggrandizement, Botox and boob jobs. Or come with us and take the red pill and see really how far the rabbit hole really goes. Hollywood is a system, and that system is our enemy. When you're inside it and you look around, what do you see? You see actors, beautiful, celebrities, glamorous, models, singers, directors, producers. Those people are not ready to be unplugged from the system. All the controllers and those that protect that illusion, they are our enemies because they will fight and do everything in their power to protect that system. We're trying to open your mind. I can only show you the truth, but you have to want it.
What are we looking at here? Well, this is obvious in your face, you know, persuasion, basically. Usually everything is a little more mellifluous and seductive. So usually there's a subliminal persuasion going on, often like what you see in the film They Live. Obey, consume, submit. And this is really just in your face. But you're going to see on ads, you're going to see in the news, you're going to see in entertainment, video games. Usually something will be enmeshed. In your conscious mind will be directed to look at one thing, while over here, something is being seeded into a person's subconscious, usually directly going into the limbic system. So the limbic system is usually where past experiences are given new writing. So you can rewrite over old information so new programs can happen. Often this is something to do with a base feeling, a base drive, internal instinct to survive and replicate. So it's all these subtleties at play that people need to learn the languaging of our representational systems, of our senses.
Girl in the red dress, just walking by you now.
Most people aren't willing to be unplugged. Are you listening? Or are you looking at the lady in red?
What is real? How do you define real? The secrets are in the subtleties. Do you know how to read the subtext? Are you a student of discernment? Do you have a sovereign mind? Do you want this?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, wide awake, and I'll snap. Or I'll do a little mental snap. This is one of the things that I do to bring myself back out of that programmable state, back into full awareness and non-suggestibility.
Hey, are you aware of subliminal messaging being used in movies and television?
Sorry. What's your problem?
Often I see this in the news a lot. When someone's really trying to fix in some sort of concept, they'll actually use an anchoring hand gesture, right? So someone will be talking about something and they'll say, yeah, I see what you're saying, but that's not the issue at hand here. So they'll use some sort of anchoring gesture, and this is one of the things that they'll do.
So if Trump is doing this ever so often as an anchoring...
We'll be back, ladies and gentlemen.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of the Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said, Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up? And I said, sure, Ryan. And in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But if you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered, from business deals gone wrong to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771, 800-831-0771, or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
Again, if you're a radio listener, it's powerful. But if you're watching, the crew here that hadn't seen this special report that our crew put together are like, man, this is like better than HBO. Are you awake? This is your last chance. And these are the admitted tactics. Okay. This lady has worked in Hollywood, worked in big movies, worked in television. Her bio is huge. I've got it. We have another Hollywood whistleblower that actually did the computer morphing, who's worked on some of the biggest movies and biggest hip-hop music videos, you name it. So it's beyond photoshopping. It's subliminals. It's changing the bodies. It's right. Making it all look impossible. They don't just Photoshop photos. They Photoshop videos, and the whole thing's fake. They've got certain flicker rates that they've tested that they admittedly put in to mesmerize you. It is just incredible. And once they've got you, they've got you.
And you might wonder, well, why not just find someone with a perfect body? Or why not just find some singer with a perfect, flawless voice? Well, see, it's a way of also controlling the people that operate within their system. They give somebody like Taylor Swift power, right? So why have somebody that could go off on their own? It's a way of a means of controlling the people that they put up on a pedestal so that if they break from the system, oops, you were caught lip singing on stage, or oops, it was leaked, your photoshopped photo shoot or your video, the raw edit of it. They've done that with Madonna's stuff sure. before.
And that's all super important. The big thing is the subliminals that you guys find in Austin just in this short video. It's become a weekly special just to show subliminals on television but also on the street. Let's go to more of the report, then we'll come back in the next segment and talk more about it, Millie. This is Simply Riveting. The video has been tweeted out on Real Alex Jones. I'm going to have it tweeted out on Paul Watson's Twitter as well. Please retweet it. Are you awake? This is your last chance. Everybody needs to see this video.
So if Trump is doing this ever so often as an anchoring point, what do you think they're trying to do when they're trying to claim, that the liberal media is trying to claim that this is a white supremacist symbol?
It's not. But literally, it keeps building and building and building the filing system that people have around that symbol. So that eventually, when that comes up, people get triggered, and suddenly these people who aren't aware of all that subtextual commanding that's going on suddenly just are angry, and they feel like they have to do something, and they have to act out, and they've got to make the change. You know, it's literally everybody's walking around like Manchurian candidates at this point, completely unaware of why they're feeling what they're feeling. And literally, it's their subconscious that's being played like an instrument. So what's happening here is that there's a couple dynamics going on in the peripheral. So you're being seeded with the idea of peace and love, and this is what Austin's about. But then also look over there to the left. The boot with the crown is stepping on the truth, right? So it's all these little subtle...
Look at that.
Hell.
It's right there.
Her back door.
And this is an advertisement outside of Google.
It's literally the back door.
This is Google saying we step on the truth.
We're standing on the truth, yeah. Aren't we? Peace and love, you guys. So here's Google, you know, putting across its message. One of the most interesting tells of behavior modification and subliminal persuasion or mental engineering that we saw demonstrated recently was from our favorite fake news channel, CNN, with their, do you remember, the Facts First ad.
This is an apple. Some people might try to tell you that it's a banana.
They're using perfect Saul Alinsky tactics, which is to accuse their opponents of the very thing that they're guilty of. And so literally, they've got covert hypnosis that they're using on the audience, which is conversational hypnosis.
They might scream banana, banana, banana over and over and over again.
They'll say something like, you might even start to believe that it's a banana.
You might even start to believe that this is a banana. But it's not. This is an apple.
It figures it would be something like this.
And on a deeper level, they're obfuscating the information around what is true, what is false, and it connects back to, you know, they literally ripped the information off from a very, very viral video on 9/11 called This is an Orange.
This is an orange. If you were told it was something else, you wouldn't believe it, would you? This building is about to be destroyed in what is called a controlled demolition. Buildings do not do this spontaneously. This is World Trade Center 7 just before it collapsed on September the 11th, 2001. What does it look like to you? So the question is, do you believe what you can see with your own eyes, or do you believe what you are told?
What they're teaching in that original video is that what we were fed as the official narrative is so far out and delusional and insane that if you actually look with your own eyes about World Trade Center number 7 and how it fell into its own footprint, but no, you have to believe via cognitive dissonance, you know, what we tell you. Oh, and 20 minutes after the fact of it being reported on both BBC and I think another channel.
Jane, what more can you tell us about the Salomon Brothers building and its collapsing and its collapsing and its collapse?
As you can see behind me, the Trade Center appears to be still burning.
We are getting information now that one of the other buildings, Building 7 in the World Trade Center complex, is on fire.
But it was still standing.
Has either collapsed or is collapsing.
So the fact that CNN recently spun with this ad, you know, this is an apple, to try to seed, you know, their true news. Because, of course, Trump has been coming out, you know, calling them out for what they are. They're known time and time and time again to create false propaganda and pretend that it's something real.
So essentially what they're doing there with this Apple banana commercial is they're trying to suggestively reinforce the viewer's trust in them as a credible news source, while at the same time trying to get the viewer to lose trust for organizations that they label as fake news.
Yes, and it's all about distraction and confusion.
And then they just simply input subliminals and trigger points to make people trust them, so that whenever they have that confused feeling inside, they just revert back to trusting their trusted news provider, which is CNN, ABC, whatever.
These people with their biased belief systems literally will not see what you're showing them. They will cover it over.
Well, you know, that's very interesting, because we were in the middle of downtown Austin, and this is a very liberal blue city. So let's actually go out and see if we can talk to some of these people and see how they react. Okay, let's talk to them.
All right, let's stop right there.
Hey, ladies.
We got another guest joining us, but he's going to talk about some of the similar topics. So we're going to come back and finish the last minute or two of this, where they go, you're fake news, you're with Alex Jones, you're InfoWars, F you. And if you look at how the crowds are walking, they're like total zombies. And then they see the InfoWars flag and they begin to just flip out. But the point is, they are being programmed.
They're being triggered.
Sean Parker said it. He said, we have literally, with psych warfare, programmed these people.
That's right.
Into these triggerable jellyfish.
Oh, yeah. You better believe it.
I mean, they admit they did this to them. It's hurting us, too. But these are the most susceptible victims. These are victims. We'll be back. I want to plow into all of this, but I'm going to spend a few minutes here first just encouraging listeners to understand that when you buy T-shirts or water filtration systems or books or videos or other material from InfoWarsStore.com, you are funding the revolution. I mean, I cannot say it any clearer. And so it is essential that you purchase the products at InfoWarsStore.com. And I want to thank everybody that has, but we've got the best fluoride-free toothpaste with colloidal silver and with high-quality atomic iodine in it. You cannot beat that. For children and adults, we've got the best mouthwash designed by Dr. Jones. That's my dad. The colloidal silver and iodine as well. InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. And your purchase of the products stands with us, stands with America, stands with Trump, stands against the globalists and their satanic pedophile armies. And that's who they are, and they know we know who they are, and they're coming back against us, so we need your support.
Message and data rates may apply.
Oh, my gosh. That's Frank Thomas.
No.
Yes, that's him. Go ahead.
Excuse me. Are you Frank Thomas?
Yes, I am.
I bet you get recognized a lot.
I was a pretty good ball player.
You were?
Some people thought so.
Sorry. We recognize you from those Nugenix commercials.
Oh, yeah? That's great.
So does Nugenix really work?
Oh, yeah. I really can feel the difference. My workouts are better, and I feel a lot more energetic.
I wish my husband would use Nugenix.
It's so easy to get started. All you have to do is send one simple text.
Text the word PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And you're going to like the difference, too.
Text PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of Nugenix. Samples are not available in stores. Text PRIME44 to 42424.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
Several years ago, I was developing a very severe situation. I called it my flippy heart. It just was doing not good things. And I did not want to go to a medical doctor because I just knew they would give me a cover-up pill. I didn't want to get onto that sort of thing at all. When I learned it was garlic and cayenne, and cayenne is a healer. It is a wonderful herb. I said, I think I'm onto something here. I'll tell you, I wouldn't be without it. It did wonderful things for me.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Because there is a war on for your mind.
Hey, that's a lot better, isn't it? Adam Calhoun with over 500 million views just on his Facebook alone. They call him the blue-collar hero. is going to be joining us about 5 minutes to the next hour. Millie Weaver's going to be riding shotgun with me. And then we've got the owner of Spikes Tactical coming here, the Pipe Hitters Union, and other people talking about veterans getting ready to counter Antifa if they try to go out and kill cops and trigger martial law, which we now have from internal Soros documents that we broke last week that they've not denied. So we're going to be going over those the next hour. And their full-page ads calling for overthrowing the president and all the rest of it. Well, we're going to be talking to Spike's Tactical owner and also the folks from Pipe Hitters.
I wonder if that's going to be linked anything with these upcoming women's marches and impeach Trump marches.
Oh, yeah, that's who runs the whole deal.
20th.
That's them, yeah.
So do you think that we might see some violent Antifa stuff?
Well, that's their plan. So we're going to be covering that next hour. Now I'm going to finish up with a special report that you've got up on Infowars.com. Are you awake? This is your last chance. And it's only been uploaded to YouTube. We're going to put it on Facebook right now, and we're going to put it on other platforms so that it can go super viral. Are you awake? This is your last chance. And again, it gets into subliminals, the programming, how they admittedly put people in a trance. And then an expert goes around, and Hollywood whistleblowers also show us the documents of how they do this. So let's finish up the clip and then go to our next guest. Here is Millie Weaver on the ground breaking all this down.
Do you guys trust CNN? Do you watch CNN?
Sure, yeah.
You do? What do you guys think about InfoWars?
No, I don't know. Sorry.
No? Do you think that 9/11 was an inside job?
Tough question. I don't know.
Why are you so uncomfortable?
Because,
you were just telling us about how whenever you ask them something that goes against their programming, they get really discomforted and anxious and they don't know what to do.
A psychological alarm will be triggered, literally, that they have to escape.
So let's see who else we can talk to. Do you guys trust CNN?
InfoWars doesn't fit into their indoctrinated belief system. Therefore, they'll either ignore it, throw it out, or attack it. Core psychological, intrinsic stuff. Anything that threatens that core, they'll fight.
Do you think CNN's real news?
No, thank you.
Well, actually, it depends. You get rid of Donald Trump, maybe it becomes real news.
Do you think CNN is real news or fake news?
Real news.
Why do you think it's okay to, like, say cuss words at me?
InfoWars, what is that?
Are you a child?
Are you an adult or are you a child? Cussing someone out seems like something a teenager would do.
So,
do you think 9/11 was an inside job?
Do you?
Yes.
Oh, you speak Russian. You have more relations to Russians than me, that's for sure.
Baka.
Oh, wow.
So that literally was a perfect case in point demonstration of what we were just discussing. People will absolutely fight to stay in the Matrix. They will absolutely fight. If anything in their core personality feels threatened, they will attack you.
Unfortunately, no one can be told what the illusion is. You have to see it for yourself.
And I noticed as they're walking by saying F you, there's the Google mural with a boot stepping on the truth. And it's right in your face. Millie Weaver rides shotgun with us. Again, Adam Calhoun, fans describe him as the blue collar hero. He's from South Side of Chicago, raising his son alone. Adam has had a rough patch and was in prison for a year, but now uses his motivation and content for making videos and music for Middle America. He is unapologetically patriotic, loves President Trump, and doesn't believe in handouts. And he's at Facebook.com/AdamCalhoun13, Snapchat AdamCal13. And he joins us now to get into the state of what's happening, the intensified censorship on Facebook, Twitter, Google, the culture war they're trying to launch. Where would you say we are right now in America and worldwide? What is the state of the fight right now?
In America, I think our country is more. I think our country is more divided than it's ever been in my lifetime. And I talked to my father, and he says the same thing. He thinks that it's more divided than he ever saw in his lifetime. And also, racism. Racial things are at an all-time high, probably since the Civil War, in my opinion.
And why is that? Undoubtedly, I mean, you look at mainstream media, they are like invoking absolute race war. I mean, that's
just
in these. Have you seen these Antifa documents that came out where they were trying to start martial law for Obama and a race war in 2015?
You know what? Antifa to me is a joke. They're just, I think these are people that are on the internet that are trolls that just mustered up just barely enough courage to get out from behind the computer screens and get outside. And I don't think they really do pose a threat. I think it's more of a joke, honestly. To anyone that's a real American, those guys won't stand a chance against any type of military or any organized like militia.
I think you're right, Adam, because really and truly, every time Antifa goes out and riots in the streets, it actually helps Trump. He goes up in the polls. So Antifa is the gift that keeps on giving. What's more concerning is these SJWs and the liberals that are buying into all of the propaganda in the media.
And that's another thing. The media only shows you what they want the world to see. So they pin us against each other and divide us and things like that. I think Barack Obama, he was our president, and I think he did some good things, but I think one of the main things he did do was divide our country very heavily.
Well, that was the main mission, and I agree that the Antifa on average is about a 23-year-old meth head that's been playing World of Warcraft and now is going out, you know, trying to LARP, live-action role-play in the real world.
Your common Antifa soldier is a kid that never left his mom's basement, and they play video games, and yeah, now they think it's real life. Well, the thing that they don't understand, in real life, when you go out into the real world and you say what you want to say, you have that freedom, that right to say that, but you also have to understand when you say what you want to say, there might be people who disagree, and you have to suffer the reaction, the repercussions of that, which could be physical, and that's the part that they don't want. They're not willing to die for what they stand for.
Well, that's where I was going with this. They're just the front group, the trigger for Soros, the globalist, all this Lindisaur Sur garbage. And if you read their own documents from Friends of Democracy that funded this, they admit they're just basically actors they've hired or thugs that want to do this. They're the cover for the excuse to try to set off race riots nationwide to then create a real crisis. And I agree they're failing. So what are they going to do if their whole plan fails?
This is something that's just going to Antifa. I made a funny video mocking Antifa. They really don't even know how to use guns, weapons, anything like that. They have no type of training. And when this does fail, which it will, it will kind of just putter out to anything. Just like Black Lives Matter movement, it has nothing backing it, nothing that makes sense backing it. It's just something that misguides people. So it'll just kind of fade into the background and won't ever be talked about again. It's something that's going to be very short-lived.
I agree with that. How are they going to spew racism garbage when Trump's actually targeted black areas for new factories and jobs and black unemployment's the lowest it's ever been only 1 year into his presidency? That's real money, real independence versus the left's BS. I mean, how is that dog going to hunt?
That's what I'm saying. They literally have nothing to do. They have nothing that is concrete that they can stand on. So instead of doing that and speaking the truth, they say that's the video. They scream and they yell and they pout and they whine and they stomp their feet because they're used to getting their way so much. Well, they're not getting their way now. President Trump is your president, just like Barack Obama was our president. And we went from one extreme now kind of to another extreme, and we have to find a happy medium.
I don't know. I like extreme success, extreme winning. I don't want to keep going to more of the other extreme. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a four-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
If you talk your name, we'll hear you.
Why are we getting killed like this?
Kyle's not here. Got caught drinking beer in the park a couple of nights ago.
Really?
Yeah. Zero tolerance. He's out for the season.
Harsh.
Hey, he knew not to drink. We've made that clear to all of our kids, right?
No, not really.
Bill, if we don't tell them what we expect and why they shouldn't drink, how are they going to know?
Talk. They hear you.
Hear you. You can do it if you try.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Every question they don't want you to ask, he has the answer they don't want you to hear. He is Alex Jones.
And how is the establishment going to shut down InfoWars or Matt Drudge or anybody else that just wants to have basic freedom or President Trump when you can have somebody just on the air a few years like Adam Calhoun with half a billion plus views and just destroying mainstream media? Well, they're going to try to censor us. And I haven't talked to him yet on air, but I can guess they've been trying to curtail or block what he's doing because it's happening to everybody else that tries to promote freedom. You know, I haven't plugged anything yet today, but that's how we fund our operation. It's how we meet like-minded people. We're launching something called Shirt of the Month, where it's a limited edition, high-quality shirt, only available for 1 month. You can buy it by itself for $19.95 or get 25% off. There's no reviews yet. It's just its launch today. It's the red version of the best-selling yellow version we've got that says, "Won't Tread on Me," with the American flag on the right shoulder and the Gadsden flag snake. It's got little InfoWars.com on the back. or I guess this version doesn't. So this is a one-off, one-time, 1 month, and you can sign up for Shirt of the Month, canceling time, and get every new shirt each month mailed to you. And these are really nice fabric, high quality. It takes a lot of money to fund this operation and all the reporters and what we're ramping up. So please, if you want to help us each month, go sign up to the Shirt of the Month, cancel anytime, InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. But getting back to Adam Calhoun, Adam, you were getting into Trump's one extreme. You know, Obama had a lot of great rhetoric to get in, but once he got in, created division, all the rest of it. When you say, I don't disagree with you, but Trump's another extreme. What, extreme success? 2 million new jobs, hundreds of billions in new investment every month, 26,000 on the stock market, increasing pay for the troops. What do you make of Trump when you say he's extreme?
When I say we went from one extreme to the other, we went from Obama era, which was, I feel like these people are used to getting handouts, not learning how to go out and work and earn something. And that's how it's been for a long time in this country, especially in poverty. Poverty breeds more poverty. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Oh, yes.
And now we go to another extreme to where now Trump is giving us our guts back, our core back, making people, Americans, feel proud to be Americans again. Not afraid to get out there and get our hands.
He's trying to end the demoralization that mainstream media has been pushing.
Yeah, exactly. Where it's okay if you can't get a job and the government supports you and hardworking people support you. That's okay. Well, that's over with now. It's time to stand up on your own, and it's time to go out. And what this country is all about is going out and making something of yourself. That's what it is.
By the way, who did that painting in front behind you?
That's amazing.
Yeah, that's my good friend Matt. He's a local painter in the town that I live in, and I think he really just paints things on purpose that he knows I'll buy.
We should talk to Matt, because one-off art stuff is this plan I've had that I know will fund our operation to the next level. I've never done, but take something like, do like limited edition, say 2,000 of those. Glossy limited edition.
Wow.
And so we should talk, because that is a particular look of Trump that I've never really seen, but it captures, I think, his spirit. So your buddy is an incredible artist.
He is. He's amazing.
So I've been asking questions. Millie, you want to, or just jump in here, Adam, because I want to have you back soon, do a whole full hour, get a whole bunch of issues, but what else is on your radar screen?
I'm doing a lot of stuff. I mean, as you know, Facebook, I think Facebook's on the decline, and that's because people I think are getting sick of in their newsfeed just seeing what Facebook wants to push down your throat. I get censored a lot, but I still manage to get millions of views on my videos, but I think it's because I have such a strong, audience that they really push for that. But Facebook, I'm leaning away from Facebook. I have my own app coming out that's going to talk about topics that I want to talk about, and it's going to have a lot of different medias on there that you can work with. So I'm working on my own app, and I'm just going to keep doing. I'm going to keep seeing what I see in the world and putting my take on it with a little bit of humor. Because let's be honest, people from the far left, people from the far right, or just Democrats, Republicans, you can't agree. Everyone disagrees with everybody, but at the end of the day, we are all Americans.
Well, Adam, I think it's so important what you're doing. Just another voice out there, because we are being censored. All the conservatives that have tried to stand up and speak out against the lies and disinformation that the fake news media has been perpetually putting out, it's great to see more people out there doing that. And more on what you were talking about, Alex, about how is it that they're saying Trump has divided the nation when he has done all of this to bring the nation together? Well, he's not dividing the nation. It's clear. The mainstream media is dividing the nation by telling lies, blatant.
Well, that's my next point. And I get Adam Calhoun's trying to be positive, kind of a big tent.
Exactly.
And that works with a lot of liberals who aren't really bad people. But the liberal controllers, they're globalists. They want to end the nation state. They don't like America. They don't like prosperity. So he's saying, hey, we're all Americans. And I was even like that 2 years ago. We're not all Americans. There's a bunch of people in this country that hate the country. The Ninth Circuit ruled 3 years ago that you can have American flags banned in West Coast states.
They're being brainwashed to hate the country. That's the point.
Exactly. So how do you respond to that, Adam?
Here's what I'll tell you. Most liberals are spineless cowards who want everything their way. They want you to hear their voice, but they are not trying to hear anyone else's. They want you to be tolerant to them, but they're intolerant to everything
else. Yes, one-way cowardly bullies.
They are, yes, they are the decay of our country. I think that they are what is wrong with our country. And what the reason why I do these videos is because I do have a son that I do raise on my own, and I don't want him to turn out like a lot of these kids from this generation are turning out, who have no clue what it is like to be.
Well, I can tell you this. I can tell you this. As far as the millennials, I myself am a millennial, and I can say I know what caused this. I know why the millennials are the way they are. It's really simple. It's from the public education system, the nonstop Nickelodeon, Disney.
Because their parents are still wiping their ass when they're 14. His Skype just came back. That's a great point.
Exactly.
What happened to millennials, and can we get them out of their cage? It's weird feedback there, but go ahead. Go ahead.
You sound like a remix CD. I keep hearing like two things.
I've never had that happen before. Who knows what's going on today? It's all a new day.
All right, now I can hear you.
Go ahead, start over. You were making a point when you cut out.
Yeah, I do this for our youth because now they're not, I feel like they're not giving our youth a choice. They're pushing one agenda on them, and that is, everything is okay. It's okay. It's okay if you're a boy and you wake up one day and you feel like you want to be a girl that day. It's okay if you don't know what bathroom to use. It's okay if you don't know what your gender is. And these parents are saying, yes, babe, that's okay. That's okay, son. That's okay, daughter, that you feel like that. You can be whatever you want. You can be whatever you want today. You can wear whatever you want to school. You can be a female, a male. It's not that. I think we need to give these kids a chance to live and to see what they really want to be. I think now everything is being pushed on these kids that everything is acceptable. Well, guess what? Everything isn't acceptable.
Well, Camille Paglia calls it child abuse to try to confuse a five-year-old about their gender, and now Google executives go in these amphitheaters and make the employees call them a female golden dragon or a ornate, beautiful building, and you're right. They're mainlining mental illness on purpose.
I just don't understand why we can't just go back to when things were somewhat normal. And men were men, women were women, and of course, there's always been gays and homosexuals.
And then we let folks, and we're tolerant, but it doesn't mean we have to accept. In fact, you know what? You're a racist and a homophobe. Adam Calhoun, I want you to address me as a golden female dragon, a dragonette. Address me as a female dragon, or you're racist.
Well, I'll tell you right now, you are a white male in America, which all.
No, I am a golden dragon. I am an ornate. No, I am an ornate. Address me as an ornate train station. Do it right now, Calhoun.
Ornate train station, white bigot racist.
Well, you know what's interesting is my two-year-old the other day, we would say, oh, you're a silly monkey or you're silly. And he'd say, I'm not a monkey. I'm a chicken hawk. I said, are you? You're a boy. I'm not a boy. I'm a chicken hawk. Your girl, no, I'm a chicken hawk. And I realized he was getting it from those old Looney Tune cartoons. So how much are kids saying, oh, I identify this because they're hearing it in their television, their movies, or their school?
Well, so let me ask Adam Calhoun this. What is the end game? What's the end game of these people, and are they winning?
The end game for these people as far as Antifa and the liberals?
Yes.
They are clearly not winning, and they will never win. It's impossible for them to win. We are the majority. It's just we go about it a different way, so we're more of a silent majority. Nobody thought Donald Trump had a chance at winning. That's because we don't have to cry and scream. He won by the silent majority. We are the majority. They can never win. They're not as strong as us physically, mentally. I don't think they're as smart as us. I think all they are is overgrown, spoiled little children that can't get their way, and they're just going to.
I agree with you, but let's do five more minutes before other guests come in studio. Here's the problem. The left now knows they've lost, so they're allying with Islam and trying to join up with those folks. So let's talk about that issue. We come back in 2 minutes on the other side.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.